بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in last night's Taraweeh Salah, we heard the 24th juz being recited, which commences with Surah Az-Zumar. And here there is one verse in which Mufassirin explain, gives great hope to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his vast and unlimited mercy. And Allah instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, قُلْ, that say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform the people, say to the people, that يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, O my slaves who have transgressed against themselves. Here the word أَسْرَفُوا is used. And normally we know this word, or the other form of the word, which is إِسْرَاف, the same root letters. أَسْرَفُوا comes from the word إِسْرَاف. And normally we translate this as extravagance as far as spending is concerned, when it comes to wealth, when it comes to expenditure. But the actual meaning of israf is when a person crosses the limits, he goes beyond the bounds. So when a person spends more than he is supposed to spend, we say he is making israf in his spending. Here Allah speaks about israf as far as one's actions are concerned. So, O my slaves who have made israf against themselves, they have exceeded the limits. They have now transgressed beyond the bounds, broken the commands of Allah. Allah addresses these people. Those who have blatantly gone against Him, Allah says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing those who, so to say, have turned their backs against Allah. And still Allah is showing His compassion, His kindness, His mercy. That don't lose hope. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah explains, why should you not lose hope? Because Allah forgives all sins, no matter how great a sin may be, or how serious it may seem in our eyes, and a person sometimes reaches a point where he feels as though Allah will not forgive me. I have continued to break the commands of Allah, I made tawbah, then I went back to it, and I made tawbah again, and I carried on going back, and it seems as though now my tawbah is fake. There's no reality to it. So this is actually, ulama explained, the deception of shaitan. That a person now, shaitan makes him feel as though this is who you are, remain in your place and don't make tawbah. So Allah clarifies here that Allah forgives all sins, no matter how great it may be, no matter how serious it may be, as long as a person himself is serious in his tawbah. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is the most forgiving, most merciful. This is the condition or the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we find the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, شَفَاعَتِي لِأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. In this hadith we find, which is engraved on those gates that are surrounding the mihrab of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, before the rawda, as a person goes through from Babu Salam, and he looks to his left hand side, where Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would stand and perform salah. Then inscribed on those gates is this particular hadith, شَفَاعَتِي لِأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, my shafa'a, my intercession is for those people who commit major sins in my ummah. My intercession is for them. So it is not only those who are pious, those who are righteous and their deen is in order, but those who are far away from deen, still Allah is calling out to them, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is calling out to them. So in these type of ayat and ahadith, there's great hope for myself and for all of us who have broken the commands of Allah, that we should never ever lose hope. They say in every society, there is the outcast, those who will not be accepted. In every community, you have those who are rejected. In every family also, you have that one member of the family who nobody sees eye to eye with. But when it comes to the household of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, the creation of Allah, there is no outcast. There is no person who is rejected. Allah's doors are always open. So this is regarding the mercy of Allah. And thereafter we commenced with Suratul Mu'min, which is also known as Suratul Ghafir. In the second verse, again Allah speaks about His mercy. غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ, that Allah is the forgiver of sins. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ, and Allah is the one who accepts tawbah. And then after mentioning this, Allah says, شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ ذِلْطَوْلِ, Allah is severe in punishment. So Allah's mercy, Allah's forgiveness comes first. And then by the way, Allah says that my punishment is also there. So don't leave this world without making tawbah. Nevertheless, this surah, Suratul Mu'min, is named after a person who was known as Mu'minu Ali Fir'aun. The Mu'min, the believer of the people of Fir'aun. They say he was a Qibti. He was from the tribe of Fir'aun. And some narrations mention that he was the nephew of Fir'aun. And he was a cabinet minister. He had been appointed in this position by Fir'aun himself. But Allah blessed him with iman. He brought iman in Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So here, Quran recounts the advice that he gave to Fir'aun and his people. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ. Allah says that this believing man from the people of Fir'aun, who had concealed, who had hidden his iman, he did not show his people that he was a mu'min, because then Fir'aun would have had him executed. So he concealed his iman, but he still tried to reason with them. And he tried to deter them from punishing and harming Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. That are you prepared to kill a man just because he is saying my Rabb is Allah? وَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. And this is not just any claim, but he has brought to you proof from your Rabb. And he continues to advise them like this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on mentions a few pertinent advices that he gives to them. And great lesson in this for us. وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُونِ أَهْدِكُمْ سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ. يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعُ. He says, oh my people, understand that this worldly life is mata'. Mata', normally, this is the word that is used to refer to goods or some luggage. And the reason that mata', or it's called mata', this word refers to something from which you can take benefit, but the benefit is short-lived. There is no permanence to it. So this worldly life is mata'. Ulama normally translate as temporary enjoyment, short-lived enjoyment, short-lived benefit. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ. And the hereafter, this is the abode of permanence. مَنْ عَمِلَ سَيِّئَةً فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. And then he says that that person who does an evil deed, he will not be punished except for the like of his evil deed. One evil deed, one punishment. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. But that person who does a righteous deed, be it a male, female, as long as the condition of iman is there, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. Then those are the ones who will enter Jannah. يُرْزَقُونَ فِيهَا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And they will be sustained, provided for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any limitation, without any account. So in saying this, he is trying to encourage his people that look at Allah's mercy. If you disobey him, your punishment will be proportionate to your disobedience. But if you obey Allah, you do righteous deeds, then Allah will give you reward which is unlimited. And then he continues to explain to them that, يَا قَوْمِ مَا لِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاحِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. What is the matter with you? I am calling you to salvation, you are calling me to the fire of Jahannam. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say, my example and your example is like that person who sees a group of moths that are rushing into the fire, into the flame, and he tries to swat them away and move them away, but they refuse and they continue heading towards the flame. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also in this way continued advising them as though he was trying to save them from the fire of Jahannam, but they continued and they were stubborn and they did not bring iman. So here also the people of Fir'aun did not believe, and eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. That Allah saved this person from the evil plot of Fir'aun. When Fir'aun realized that this person has iman, he is believing in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then he planned to execute him, to kill him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected and saved this particular person. And thereafter we commenced with Surah Hamim Sajda. Surah Hamim Sajda. And just one incident with regard to this particular surah. After the Islam of Hamza radiallahu anhu, he has accepted Islam in Makkah Mukarrama, the Quraysh got together and they had some discussion that what do we do regarding Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has taken our people and now he is taking prominent people and he is convincing them to follow his way and to give up the way of our forefathers, idol worship. So they put their heads together that what do we do about this. Utbah bin Rabi'ah, he said that I volunteer, I will go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I'll put forth some proposals to him. Let's see if he accepts. So he goes to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. He says, oh Muhammad, you are a man of great integrity, great honor. You are as-sadiq, al-ameen, trustworthy, truthful. You had great respect amongst your people because of your high lineage. But you have caused havoc in our community. You have taken people away from the deen of our forefathers. You are calling them to believe in tawheed, oneness of Allah. What is it that you want? If it is wealth that you are after, then we, the Quraysh, are prepared to give you the riches of the world. We'll give you everything. And we'll give you wealth. If it is woman that you are after, then we'll wed you to the most beautiful woman from the Quraysh. If it is leadership you are after, we'll give you leadership also. But just desist, refrain from inviting to Tawheed. Leave us in our idol worship. So like this, he gives a lengthy speech to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam eventually says to him that, have you said what you wanted to say? He says, yes. He says, permit me to speak. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reads, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and he commences Surah Hamim As-Sajda. And he reads a number of verses. According to one narration, when he reached the verses that speak about the punishment that came to Ad and Thamud, Utbah took his hand and placed it over the mouth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Please, enough. I can't hear anymore. Just have mercy on us and allow me to leave. And according to another narration, he read right till the ayat of Sajda, which comes towards the end of the surah. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam concluded his recitation and he said, this is my response to you. And we see in this surah, Allah speaks about Tawheed. Allah speaks about the punishment that came to the nations of the past, the foolishness of idol worship. Utbah goes back to the Quraysh, and as he enters the gathering, they look at him and they say, it seems as though something has happened to you. On your face we can tell you have been affected. So he says, listen, O my people, I have heard something which is not magic, which is not sorcery, which is not poetry. This is undoubtedly something divine. And before they can say anything to him, he says, listen, I have a message for you and I hope that you heed my call. Leave this man and do not interfere with him. If the remaining Arab tribes attack him and they kill him, then your work is done. You don't have to worry about him. But if he defeats the remaining Arab tribes and his deen prevails amongst them, then his honor will also be your honor. Embrace him. Don't throw him away. Because one day it seems as though he will gain great acceptance. And then you will also be accepted with him. So they respond to Utbah and they say, it looks as though you have been bewitched. He says, listen, this is my advice to you. I will not say any more. If you wish, you will heed my advice. If you wish, you will continue to turn a deaf ear to it. And he leaves them. But he too was not blessed with iman. They were not blessed with iman. But this, under this particular verse, Mufassirin mentioned that this is the power of the Quran Sharif. All Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did was read the surah, and he who had no iman was convinced that this man will reach great heights one day. We lament and we regret that we read Quran Sharif, but it doesn't affect us. We read the translation of Quran Sharif also sometimes, but it doesn't come into our hearts how great this kitab is. Person who will lead his life by the dictates of the Quran Sharif, he also will gain integrity, gain honor, gain acceptance. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.